भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती भूस्वामी गोपाजी जय अनंत गोरी वस्त्रिंद की जय रामाचार्य ठाकुर जी जय प्रिंस गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय स्वामी भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी श्रिया स्मरण ऑल ग्लोरी श्रिया स्मरण ऑल ग्लोरी श्रिया स्मरण थैंक यू वेरी मच
The Prabhupada, the third chapter, verse number 7.
That's all right. What chapter?
Third chapter. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Dvitiyam.
Dvitiyam.
Tu.
Bhavayasya.
Rasatala. Gatam. Mahim. Udarishyan Upadatta Jagyesha Sokaram Vapu Tritiyantu Bhavayasya
Tritiyantu Bhavayasya
Rasatalagatam Mahim
Rasatalagatam Mahim
Udarishyanupadatta,
Jagyesha-sokaram-vapu,
Dvitiyantu-bhavayasya,
Rasatalagatam-mahim,
Udarishyanupadatta,
Jagyesha-sokaram-vapu,
Dvitiyantu-bhavayasya,
Prasatalagatam-mahim,
Udarishyanupadatta,
Jagyesha-sokaram-vapu, Dvitiyantu-bhavayasya, Prasatalagatam-mahim,
Udarishyanupadatta, Yagyesha-sokaram-vapu.
Dvitiyam tu bhavayasya. prasadalagadamayim Deja Gavaram Babu Vidiyam Duba Vayasyam
Dvitiyam, the second,
tu,
but, bhavaya,
for welfare,
asya, of this earth, rasatala,
the lowest,
gotam, having gone, mahim, the earth, Uddarishyan, lifting up. Upadatta, established. Jagyesha, the proprietor or the supreme enjoyer. Sokaram, hogish. Vapu, incarnation. Translation, the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation, and for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth up from the nether regions of the universe.
So, this inverse is filled up with water. Whatever we are saying, This is only half, like this. The other half we cannot see. So, within this water, sometimes the Hiranyaksha demon drowned this whole earth within this water. So, at the present moment we cannot find such demons, but there were demons like that. The whole planetary system is floating, but there may be some demon who can take one of them and put within the water. The planets are floating, that is known to everyone. We can see, actually, such a big, gigantic mass, even the sun, which is 1,400,000 times bigger than the sun. That is also floating in the outer space. the support is Ananta. They say law of gravitation. We say Sankarsan. Sankarsan. So, he is holding every planet. And it is said that all these universes are resting on the foot of Sheshanag, just like a small grain of mustard. So, when we speak of God is great, we cannot imagine how great He is. We apply frog philosophy. Dr. Frog's philosophy. Dr. Frog thinks, because he is in the well of 3 feet, if he is given the information, oh, there is a big mass of water, Atlantic Ocean. He cannot believe it. He'll think in terms of the well. The well is 3 feet, so he may think, all right, Atlantic Ocean may be 4 feet. All right, 5 feet. Come on, all right, 6 feet. So this Dr. Frog's philosophy, the so-called rational philosophers and scientists, they are calculating God's keys. And one of the universe is resting on Anantadev's hood, just like a master seat. Not only that, just say the nishasita kala matavalamba jivanti lomo vilaja jagadanyanatha. Every universe has got a predominating deity, president. We can understand in every country there is a president to rule over the country. Similarly, to rule over this universe, there is a president, that is Brahma, Lord Brahma. But Lord Brahma's duration of life, span of life, you cannot calculate. You can calculate, but it is something like beyond our imagination. His one day is 443 crores of years, one day. Similarly, 1 month, 30 days, 1 month, then 12 months, year, such 100 years. So he lives such 100 years. So that Brahma lives 100 years in his calculation. That is also a breathing period of Vishnu. Just say for nishvasita kala makavalamba jivanti lomavilaja jagadarnana. This gigantic universe, they are coming out from the hair holes of the body of Mahavishnu or from his sometimes infected person. They distribute germs from breathing, from perspiration. That is scientific. Similarly, Mahavishnu's breathing and perspiration within the causal ocean bringing forth so many universes. And each and every universe, there are so many planets, and one of the planets is this earthly planet. So sometimes this earthly planet was thrown into the water Garbhodak, Samudra, Garbhodak sea, and God took the form of a bow, having two tusks, because it was easier, just like Saul, he takes something like that. So he took the art. So that is described. Kitirati vipulatari tishtati tava. What is that? Dasana chikare. This is described in Jayadev prayer. Basati dasana sikhare dharani tabalagana. Basati is resting. Basati dasana sikhare on the top of the task. Keshavadhita sukara rupa jayagadadishare. So, he is Jagdesha. It is not that his shape was just like Bob, but he is not Bob. Don't misunderstand. His shape was, but it's gigantic Bob. You can just imagine what kind of Bob he was. His shape was like Bob, but he was resting the whole planet, earthly planet, on the task. Basati dasana sikhare dharani tabalagana shashini kalanka kesavadhita shaukara rupa. Here it is stated shaukara. Shaukara means like hawk. Not that he is hawk. He is Jagnesha. He can take any shape, just like here is God has assumed the shape of a lion, half lion, half man. So he is all powerful. He can take any shape, any form, but he is not that far. That is, for the time being, he assumes so many forms. The real form is Krishna. The original form. Kesava dhrita sukara rupa. Sukara rupa. My Lord Kesava, you have assumed this form. So, there are many millions and millions of forms of God according to time, necessity, circumstances. He assumes different forms because it is his business. Yada yada hi dharma shakrani bhavati bharata abhutyanam madharma shak tadatmanam sijamma. He appears as soon as there is discrepancies in the methodical way. Another place, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam. Indra means the heavenly god, and Ori means enemy. So Indrari, the enemy of the king of heaven. That means demons. There are two classes of beings, human beings, in the human shape. The devata, the asura. The devata means God conscious, Krishna conscious. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is devata, demigod. And anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is demon. This is the difference. So that demon may be very big or small, it doesn't matter. But asurasya viparjaya. Viparjaya means just the opposite. the devotees, they are demigods. And asura means just the opposite number of devotees. That means non-devotees. Those who are non-devotees, those who are not devotees of the law, they are all demons. The demons are all existent. They will create disturbance. That is, their business is to create disturbance in the creation of the Supreme Lord. So the Hiranyaka and Hiranyakashipu, two brothers, they were creating so much disturbances. The whole world is disturbed only for the existence of the demons, asura. At the present moment also, the world is full of demons. The devotees, their number is very, very small. Just by our Krishna consciousness movement, we can count within the finger how many we have got Krishna consciousness. But demons, non-Krishna consciousness, non-devotees, there is no limit. Innumerable. So, when demons are too much prominent, then Krishna comes. So in the Kali Yuga, he has appeared just like previously he appeared in the form of dog. Similarly, Krishna has appeared in this Kali Yuga in the form of his name. There is no difference between the form and name of God. God is Asura. Nama Rupi, in the form of name. So, those who are disturbed by the demons may take shelter of this form of God, Hare Krishna. Then he will say, otherwise, the demon will put you within the Pacific Ocean water. Just like this demon. But Krishna will say, there is a Prahlad Maharaj was put into the water by his father. So to become Krishna conscious means there will be so many enemies. Even father. What to speak of others? They will criticize. They will attack. I recently received a letter from Germany. Our devotees were attacked by a gang. this is the way. As soon as you become God conscious, the demons will create disturbance. Just as Lord Jesus Christ, he was crucified by the demons. The only fault was that he was God conscious. This such innocent person. The world is like that. So, these dangers are there, but don't be afraid of. Krishna is saying. Tolerate. If there are disturbances, because it is the nature of this material world, as soon as there will be devotee, God-conscious person, there will be so many enemies from the side of the demons. So we have to tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has recommended Tinadupi Sunichena Tarorupi Sahishnuna Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. You have to chant Hare Krishna mantra against the demons. Just like in Australia, the demons have instituted a case against us, a big case by the city authorities. So what can be done? They wanted to appoint big lawyers. I have advice. I don't appoint lawyers. You go on chanting. They may put you in the jail. So you go on chanting. What is it? Chant on the street or chant on the jail? That's the same thing. So don't be afraid. They'll take you in the jail. Go on, Hare Krishna. We have got one means. Narayana Parasarbe Nakutasana Vidvati. Those who are devotees, they are not afraid of anything. Sardapa Bhargo Narati Ishvabi Tullasa Darshana. Either they are sent in the heavenly planet or in the hell planet. It doesn't matter. We want simply to chant Hare Krishna, remember Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter whether it is in the hell or him. So Ukaranabhapa. Dityam tu bhavayasya rasatalam gatanamahi rasata. We do not know what are the down planets. This is called Bhubhuvasya. This is Bhulok. Above this, there is Bhulok. Above this, there is Saralok, Sarvalok. Above that, there is Janalok. Above that, there is Mahalok. Above that, there is Siddhalok. In this way, seven half-earth planetary system. And similarly, there are seven downwards. That is called Tal, Atal, Talatal, Prasatal, like that. Tal, Atal, Nital, Talatal, Prasatal. So, Prasatal, the lowest, that means down the water, Prasatal. Just like this morning, we have calculating the depth of the Pacific Ocean, they are sometimes 7 miles. So similarly, that Garbhodak Sai, Garbhodak Samudra, that just imagine how deep it is. So within that deep water, the earth was poured, and Krishna in the shape of Varaha, saved it. So, Krishna will save you, others may disturb you, put you into the difficulty, but Krishna will save you. Be assured. Don't be disappointed. Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranasati. My dear Kaunteya, you can declare to the world that anyone who is my devotee, devotee means pure devotee, nabilasita sunnam, without any other desires. The devotee means he wants to serve Krishna, that's all. Not that in return he wants something. He is devotee. Devotion is not business. Sir, I have come to a temple, I am offering my obeisances. Now, my salary is $500. Kindly make it 2000. That is also devotion, not devotion. That is appreciation of God, that God can give me. That is also good. But those who are not coming to the temple, they are miscreants. Namāna duṣkitana mūḍhā prapadyante narādhā. Those who are lowest of the mankind, miscreants, mūḍhās, rakshasas, they do not come even to God for asking something. They think that we shall create our own. But those who are pious, even though asking something from God, their class because they have come to God. So these people, those who are coming to the temple for some material amelioration, they are pious. But those who are not coming, they are duskritina, murha, narathama. That is the description. But devotee means he does not ask anything from God. He simply wants to give. That is good. Just like gopis, they never ask anything from Krishna. Chant.